kids like my son can get involved with Pokemon and keep those values all through their life because it is all positive stuff.
This, what?
That was Hulk Hogan talking to a giant Pikachu. It was the most random video I came across, and I'm like, what the hell does Hulk Hogan have to do with Pokemon?
I was waiting for like a...
Oh, something funny?
Yeah, I was waiting for like him to turn over and be, I don't know, Pikachu's like getting railed by Charizard. He's like, whoa, brother! Like, I don't know what I was expecting. Not just an endorsement of Pokemon from Hulk Hogan.
It's weird. What does Hulk Hogan have to do with Pokemon? It's like, this is like 1990-something. And it's the most random thing in the world.
I'd love to see an ad. That basically was an ad for Pokemon.
Basically.
Featuring Hulk Hogs. The Hoagster.
Oh, the Hulkster.
As they used to call me in high school.
Really?
The Hoagster.
Really?
No.
Oh, you just wanted it.
No, no, that's just what I nickname Lil Pete.
Lil Tyler.
The Hoagster. I know you're here to have a good time, but I don't think you're ready for the Hoagster. That's why I don't get any women.
Put little sunglasses on them.
Because right when I bring them home, I try to introduce the Hoagster, and they...
I rip my underwear in half. Oh, yeah, brother.
Oh, yeah, brother. That's... Never mind. You just hear muffled...
Oh, yeah, brother.
Where is that sound coming from? My pants. It speaks.
All right, well, let's change subjects to Pokemon to what I wanted to talk about. You know what frustrates me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not necessarily Hulk Hogan, but I saw that and I was like, this is kind of strange. But it...
You know what's funny, though?
What?
Real quick, because I know you want to get off the Pokemon topic. I know I'm known for just cutting you off on shit, so
that's fine.
I got to do it. It's the opposite, though. For, like, when I was a kid, like, my parents were like, nah, that's of the devil.
Pokemon or wrestling?
Pokemon. Both. Wrestling Pokemon.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
You weren't like that growing up?
Well, okay.
Because
so
I feel like there's a lot of like shows and stuff.
I went to a church, and I was big into Pokemon, Digimon.
Did you worship Pikachu?
No.
Pastor got up on stage, and every time he said a prayer, he said, let's all bow our heads.
I say that, and I got like
Pika?
A... Oh, God, jeez. I say that, but I got a...
Pikachu!
That's how he addressed...
No.
His Lord
and
Savior,
Pikachu. I like Pokemon, I got a $50 Pokemon Pikachu card right there. But
I'm selling that.
No,
the Charizard ones. Dude, this is worth a lot of money.
No, that one's worth a couple hundred, but it's not like really valuable.
It's not the shiny. I can just imagine though a church where they worship like Pokemon and like you know how like people like speak in tongues. You know those are like memes. Actually, I'm gonna find one. Actually, because I think I favorited one because I thought it was so funny, or I sent it to you maybe on Instagram because it was so funny of this guy like speak. It was one of those churches that like they're doing it for attention.
Oh, that's a lot of them.
And so, but I can just imagine instead of speaking in tongues randomly, it's like everyone's up like hallelujah. What is the Lord gonna say? What are the angel voices gonna speak out of your mouth today? And then they just put the mic up to him and they're like
Pikachu,
like just making charge, and they're just losing their minds.
This lady won't stop saying Squirtle.
Ew.
No, okay, so you know what frustrates me with freaking games like that?
What?
So, I was a big Game Boy guy, right? Loved Game Boy. I had, like, an NES, Sega Genesis, these old, like, kind of 8 to 32-bit game systems, right? Mm-hmm. How come none of those, like, companies, whether it be Nintendo, Sega, Capcom, any of the big game, like, producers from back then... How come no one has made those exact games for your phone?
There are some that have emulators.
Yeah, no, well, that's outside of the App Store. That's outside of making money. Like Nintendo. Okay, so my favorite was freaking Sapphire, right?
Dude, I never played any of these.
Bro, it's so good.
It was not allowed.
And then they re-released it, and it's so good. Anyways, Sapphire, great Pokemon game. Absolutely completely able to be ran from an iOS platform.
Uh-huh.
I would pay $20 to have that on my phone.
Yeah.
Like
I
from
think
the
a lot
store.
Of people would.
A lot of people would. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that port does not seem like it would be very hard to make. People do it for free. People make emulators, put them on their phone for free.
This is true.
And have that. They have cooler games. You can get freaking Call of Duty on your phone and Fortnite on your phone.
Yeah.
Give me some Pokemon, man.
I'd be down. I get into the...
Give
the
me some Smash Bros. Actually, I don't know Melee. If I get into. Smash Bros. Melee.
Dude, I can't find this video. I'm trying so hard, and I can't find it. I really thought
maybe
I
you should
sent
just not
it.
Look
I,
for it.
No, it was worth it, but it's about to not be, because I've been on my phone so long.
Is it one of those things that you cannot describe to me? If you describe it, it won't be funny at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think you should describe it to me anyway.
No. Are you sure, bro? Did you see it? You saw
I don't
it
know. I don't know. What is it?
The church thing I was telling you about where the guy's like speaking in tongues.
No.
Come on.
I've seen a lot of church videos where people are speaking in tongues. And I want to go shoot them with a paintball gun.
Oh, okay. Tell me more.
No, because I think half that stuff is all bullcrap because no one's going to televise stuff like that if it was true.
No.
I'm not saying people do or do not speak in tongues. I'm saying... I'm pretty positive the vast majority of, like, people doing that crap on video is just people looking for money.
Oh, sure.
I'm just saying.
Well, it's gone forever.
It's gone forever.
Yep, can't awesome. Find it. It's gone
awesome.
Forever, unfortunately.
Awesome.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry that didn't happen for you. Kind of hurts my soul a little bit that didn't work out.
Yeah. This is a funny video, though, I found on Instagram. I don't know why, but I found it.
I've classified over 200 species of fish in my career, but if I ever discover one that resembles the 1970s serial killer Ted Bundy, I'll blow my fucking brains out.
What? I don't know. I don't even know if that's real or someone
no,
edited
it's
that
not
together.
Real.
No, it might be real,
oh
but like
gosh.
Done as a parody, but
yeah,
it might
have
been edited over.
Probably.
I've classified a lot of fish in my day, but if I ever find one that looks like the 1900 serial killer Ted Bundy, I'll fucking dude. Blow my brains out. What?
Jeez. I love redneck fishermen. It's great.
I just love rednecks.
No, they're great, yeah. I love making fun of them. Love
yeah.
talking about them.
Oh, yeah.
What you been up to, Tyler?
Yeah, guys, welcome back to another episode of 1 to 2 Views, or That's Movies, Brother, depending on what platform you're listening to this on, because I still can't figure out how to change the god dang picture on Apple Podcasts.
And he won't
call
no-
you out, Apple Podcasts.
He won't call nobody about it.
You call somebody. Why? Do I have to do all the background work
I don't
on
have
podcast?
Any of the login information
I'll give
for
it
that.
To you.
Okay, that's fine.
It's very... Not to let anybody hack it, but it's a very... stereotypical password that's also a 12-year-old joke.
Poopy pee pee poopy.
You're getting close.
Okay,
I
should stop.
Nate said it. Nate set the password.
Oh, thanks, Nate.
But, one of these days, it'll change. But what have I been up to? Did I tell you? I don't know if I actually, like, told you this.
I don't know if you did.
But you've seen me, like, on my birthday. I got a little bit older since last time
That's true.
We've done a cast.
I remembered one of us had a birthday.
Wow.
And mine's not till October, so must have been you.
God dang. So, you saw me on my birthday, and correct. I was looking a little ragged. So, but I don't know if I actually told you that. Have you seen how long my hair is, dude?
No, I know how long your hair is.
So, I'm growing my hair out. I don't
right.
know, how, like long.
Okay.
That's the goal.
Wow.
I don't know why, but I've always said, I wonder what I look like with long hair. And so, you know, my birthday hit, and I'm like, I'm 28. I'm only getting older. Eventually, I'm going to get to the age where I'm like 40, 45, 50, and I'm like...
You can't grow your hair out then.
Right. That's creepy. That's weird.
You can't grow your hair
out
at 40.
No, can't. But, you know, I'm like, I want to do it when I'm young still, see what it looks like. And so I'm just going to go until either one, I get really annoyed with it and I want to cut it.
Right.
Or two, I book a role on something that they need me to cut my hair.
Okay.
Which might happen. I actually just got an audition for something like last night.
Oh, right on.
So if they book me, it's based off of, well, or I need to get new headshots because my agents are going to be pissed because they say, like, if you change your look, you have to tell us. Yeah, because all of my headshots and all my photos they submit to all these parts are me looking how I used to look.
Well, also, it'll be a good thing to add to your headshots.
Right, so then you they know? Can see what I look like with long hair and short hair.
And
the
you don't have to get a wig.
And I could submit all of those right now to all these different like roles. I could submit both the looks, but when I cut my hair, I can't submit both of them because it takes me, it'll take me like 6 months to get to this length again.
Right, right.
So I can do it now because I could cut my hair down to what it was. So I have both options. So, but yeah, they're going to be like, oh, get more headshots, and that costs money. So, yeah, this is the longest my hair has been since you've known me. Since probably. Like, I was in middle school. This is
wow.
Yeah. Dude, when I was in middle school, I had a mop head, brother.
Dude, me too.
Yeah, dude.
I had to do the little hair flick.
Oh, I was flipping my hair all over the place. And I'm catching myself doing it again. I'm like, wow, this is bringing me back.
Oh, yeah. It like hurts your face a little bit. Like
hurts your face?
Not, it tickles your face a little.
Needles for hair? What the hell?
My hair is made out of knives. No, it tickles your face a little bit. So you just got to like do that and then you get a crick in your neck and it's great. I had to wear a wig for a Halloween costume once, and I started having like flashbacks to when I was in middle school, and my hair went down to my nose, and I was like,
"Same,
this is not fun at all." And then when I took the wig off, it was just like, "Oh, thank you!
Look how crazy I look, bro!"
Yeah, your hair—you got a helmet on your head right now.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. And this is after putting a hat on, so it's like squished down a little more.
Yeah.
I tried to flip it up as good as
nice
I could.
Nice and greasy.
It's long, brother.
Dude, what are you gonna do?
Look,
when
it touches the tip of my nose if I bring it down. That's crazy, bro.
Bro, yeah. That's some long.
What do you want to do? What?
What are you gonna do when it gets like down to your shoulders? You're gonna want to braid it.
Man bun.
I think okay. So I used to have that Macklemore haircut, or what I call, if you're a Rugrats fan, the Phil and Lil.
Nope. Didn't watch Rugrats. That was also of the devil. So,
really, babies talking.
To be possessed. Fair, to be fair, babies don't talk. They must be possessed by the devil. No, I think I wasn't allowed to watch it because, and I actually kind of agree with this because, like, watching it back, yo, those kids are assholes.
Oh, they're
like
terrible.
As a child watching that, horrible stuff to be showing like little children because they're like so rude and like. Yeah, it's
dude, have
terrible
you seen,
influence.
Have you seen like cartoons of today? Sure. 10 times worse.
No.
Oh yes.
Not from what I've seen.
Oh yes.
Really?
Oh yeah. Adventure Time's pretty bad with some stuff. They do a lot. They have a lot of adult themes.
Well, adult themes is one thing, and I mean that just because a lot of these cartoons can hide adult themes to where kids wouldn't understand it at all. But if like there's a little baby in Rugrats who's being rude and just completely horrible to somebody, that's you're gonna gain that, you know what I mean, as a kid. So but like SpongeBob is timeless, bro. SpongeBob is like the best cartoon ever, and I never saw any of the crazy adult stuff in it until like later. And SpongeBob is something like any age can enjoy because, dude, me and Nate and Jonah, Nate's brother, we hung out like a couple weeks ago around a bonfire at my house, and we spent like the last hour looking up and reminiscing about SpongeBob episodes and looking up different clips from old SpongeBob episodes and just dying laughing. It was kind of ridiculous, but it made me realize that, man, they don't make cartoons like they used to.
Dude, nope.
Dude, what a shame.
I don't know. But you ever watch Powerpuff Girls?
Oh, so good. Love that
bro,
show.
The whole joke about the mayor and his secretary is that he's doing his secretary.
Mm-hmm. What is he doing to her? Doing what?
Oh.
What is he doing?
Powerpuff Girls.
That's way too good. Mojo Jojo.
Bro. Both my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law and Taylor are supposed to have these matching tattoos. She hasn't gotten one yet because she's been pregnant and breastfeeding.
Pregnant? I'll show you pregnant.
I'll get you pregnant.
You don't even understand the amount of pregnant juice I can create.
Anyways.
It's a lot.
Jeez. But they have
they're all supposed to get
matching tattoos of the Powerpuff Girls.
That's cool.
Except
you're supposed to get one?
No, I wasn't. I said I was willing to get a character. I just don't know who I would get.
The Powerpuff Boys, that one episode.
The Rowdy Rough Boys?
There you go. Yeah, I couldn't remember what they were called.
Snips, Snails, and Puppy Dog Tails. That's what they're made from. Not sugar and spice.
That's terrible. You know what? All this woke stuff in the media nowadays, I'm for it when it comes to the Powerpuff Girls. No, I'm for it. Fuck those guys, bro. They're terrible. They were terrible compared to the Powerpuff Girls.
Bro, I don't... that show had the devil in it.
Yeah.
You know what other show on Cartoon Network had the devil in it?
Huh.
Cow and Chicken.
I never watched that either. That one just freaked me out. I didn't want to watch it.
It was weird. I didn't get the premise. They were related, but one was a cow.
Like, weird cartoons that, like...
But the devil was in the show. Yeah. The devil was in the show. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Dude, can you imagine being an adult human who's in, like, their 30s and 40s yeah. making these... Like,
I don't know how you get away with it. Like, what do you do when it's like, all right, you got to come up with a new show to your boss, and you're like, I got an idea.
There's a cow.
There's a cow.
A chicken.
Their brother and sister.
And you're not going to believe this.
Satan.
The devil shows up.
And he's naked. You see his butt. And then it's like, all right, there's these girls, right? Superheroes. All sisters.
But they're like 3 years old.
They're like 3 years old. And they don't have fingers.
Just little nubs.
Huge eyeballs like goldfish.
Just little nubby hooper heroes.
And then there's a mayor doing his secretary. And there's a devil. And it's a cross-dresser.
But the crazy thing is, that's not even going to be the main villain. The main villain is a monkey.
With a huge brain.
And he calls himself...
Stupid. I don't know. They got some weird shows now. And I'm just like, I don't even... I can understand as an adult back then, like... What the hell is going on? But now, as an adult looking at shows now, I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Dude.
I don't get it. SpongeBob's weird now, too. I don't get it.
SpongeBob's great.
First season was great.
Krusty Krab pizza poop is the pizza poop you and me. Krusty Krab pizza is the pizza for you and me.
I'm not stopping you.
Come on, man. That's such a good one. There's so many good SpongeBob episodes.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
Yeah, that guy, too.
My leg.
I think the guy saying my leg happens like 5 times in that show.
Oh no, it happens. It's a reoccurring.
It's like
thing.
Their Wilhelm than scream.
Five. Yeah, it is. God. Or the episode where it's like,
freaking
show. We need Nate on this episode so we can reminisce on SpongeBob again. But like the episode where SpongeBob gets on like a TV commercial. They do like a TV commercial for the Krusty Krab and they have him flipping patties. And they literally show like his hand flipping a Krabby Patty.
Right.
And he's like freaking out. They show like part of his hat. They don't even see his face, right? But he's like, I'm famous. And this old man walks up to him the next day. He's like, maybe someone will recognize me. And this old man walks up to him and recognizes him. And then SpongeBob walks away. He's like, oh, my gosh, he recognized me. And then the guy goes, oh, what a nice cereal box.
What the
Because he thought it was the Bran Flakes commercial cereal box God. Because he's a square. God, I hate
I will say, it's weird how, like, certain cartoons really make you, like, want certain things. Like, they made me want burgers.
Oh, Krabby
all
Patties?
All the time.
I don't know why they haven't opened up a Krabby Patty restaurant.
I bet they got one probably in like.
Where's is it not Universal?
Yeah,
is
Universal owns Nickelodeon.
Okay,
they've got to have something there, right? If you they know, don't, they should.
You know, we have a restaurant by us called the.
Wow,
what
that's
is
a cool
it
name.
The I Golden Krust.
Oh yeah.
And the letters are all kind of jumbly and almost look cartoony. And Krust is spelled with a K. And every time I pass it, it reminds me of the Krusty Krab.
Krusty Krab.
Yeah. Is there a Krabby Patty restaurant in Ramallah, West Bank? A company called Salta Burgers constructed a real-life Krusty Krab, which received online attention. It opened in July 24th, 2014, serving seafood and its own version of the Krabby Patty. The restaurant was in operations as of 2017, but was shut down in 2019. They have a picture of the inside, and it looks like the motherfucking Krusty Krab, and it's kind of epic, and I want to go.
So they must have paid for those rights or something, right?
Had to have.
I don't know how you just like...
You know the secret ingredient is most likely crab, hence Krabby Patty, and that's why Mr. Krabs doesn't want it to get out, because then he's going to be known as a cannibal.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. Like, the underground world is full of
stop, the Krabby Patty formula.
Oh my gosh. It's full of meat carnivores, meat eaters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not a single person eats another person. What is the patty made out of, dang it? I want to know. What kind of meat? They don't eat beef unless it's sea cow.
It's crap, man. I'm telling you.
Crappy patty.
Yep. So well, how the hell did we get to this?
I don't know.
Stop. You know what episode I'm talking about?
No.
Where they talk about, it's a whole episode that's basically like filmed like an infomercial. And they're talking about the Krabby Patty formula. And so the announcer guy on SpongeBob, who always talks like this.
Yeah.
On
Bikini Bottom.
There's the, now I have to find it. Now I have to find it. Next time on Bikini Bottom. That's not.
My gosh.
The Krabby Patty dilly duh.
Wait.
I don't even know how to. Here we go.
It's time for the moment you've been waiting for.
Copyright strike. Oh my gosh. What is the point?
Preparing the Krabby Patty.
It's the same guy who does the voice of Plankton.
That makes sense. It sounds like Plankton.
My word.
Oh, and the top comment is, as a kid, this scene felt like it lasted much longer as a kid. Yeah, sorry, I can't read. As a kid, this scene felt like it lasted much longer than it did. I agree.
My word.
Preparing the Krabby Patty.
How do you think that guy felt recording that in the studio?
Dude, I would love to have that job. You know how funny that would be? And then you could tell all your friends, hey, I'm the announcer guy from SpongeBob who goes,
my gosh.
Yo,
I don't know.
Your wife is going to kill us. I'm just screaming like.
She's probably like, I'm trying to get my son to sleep, damn it.
Why do I keep hearing from the depths of my basement, the Krabby Patty, like all faint? I can't imagine what she hears when we do our podcast.
Well, you know what's funny is I have a baby cam in our nursery,
mm-hmm.
where Taylor is rocking our son, mm-hmm. And putting him down.
So you're.
And I can see her putting him down right now. And he is not going to sleep.
Oof.
Oof.
Aren't you glad you're down here?
Oh, I'm glad I'm up.
I'm glad I can give you this reprieve once a week.
Oh, I know. But here's the thing. Is like we make him sleep with a sound machine. Puts on like white noise or brown noise, whatever it's called. Not the brown note. Brown noise. Totally different.
No, I'm just thinking of, I want a white noise machine for me to fall asleep to that's just constantly doing this. Could you imagine, like,
blow my brains out, why don't you?
You have like a roommate, like where I live, my roommate, yeah. who's also my cousin,
right?
The wall that we share is very thin.
Mm.
And so if I went in my room, I'm like, I'm going to sleep, good night, and then all of a sudden, like, she goes to sleep, and within 5 seconds she would hear through the wall just and she'd be like, what the hell?
I would think you were possessed.
And then she comes open, swings my door open, and just stops like that, like in a movie.
I can't.
It's like, what was that? It's like, what? What noise? I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. So I got something.
Tyler to go to sleep.
Dude, you know what's weird? We talked about SpongeBob for like in the Krusty Krab and all that stuff. On my Instagram, I don't subscribe, I guess, or view a lot of SpongeBob content.
Okay.
You know what just came up on my, like if you go to like your search or whatever, and it'll have a bunch of stuff that's like relevant to your searches or interests.
Yeah. What? The Chum Bucket.
The Chum Bucket. And then if I scroll one more, the Krusty Krab. This freaking thing's
what
awesome.
Is that? Why is it in like weird neon colors?
I don't know. It's like I follow a lot of art pages and stuff. So it's
so that's somebody who you follow?
I know, but it recommends art pages to me.
Well, I also have heard that it's not necessarily just about like... So what you're trying to say is it's listening to us. But
oh,
really,
no, definitely.
Is that I typed it in here and I'm on your IP. So I think it takes the IP searches.
Oh.
So it's sent, yeah.
No wonder.
But it's also listening.
No wonder I'm getting recommendations for singles in my area.
This is... This is really funny. I'm going to play a clip from SpongeBob where Plankton roasts an entire family, and then we'll move on from SpongeBob. But this is some stuff I would watch today. Like, if I was watching SpongeBob with my kid, yep. of which I have none, I would laugh to this. It's just clever.
Right.
Oh, come on, kid. You asked me that already. Now quit wasting my time.
Hey, you can't talk to my son that way. Who do you think you are?
I'm Plankton, you old hag, and your son smells like booger.
Oh, hold on. This has weird edits in it. We got it. Hold on. Let's
poor
start.
Tyler.
Hey, you can't talk to my son that way. Who do you think you are?
I'm Plankton, you old hag, and your son smells like boogers.
Hey, you can't talk to my wife that way. What do you think this is?
I think it's time for you to lose some weight, fatty. That's what it is.
Hey. You can't talk to my grandson like that. Someone ought to put you in a mental hospital.
Someone should put you in a box floating down the river, Grandma.
You're probably right.
You're probably
Someone
right.
Someone should put you in a box floating down the river, Grandma. You're probably right.
My goodness.
That's brutal.
That's like some... I love Futurama humor. Mm-hmm. That was some Futurama humor.
Never seen it.
Bro, you have got to watch Futurama. You ever watch The Simpsons?
No.
Well, bro, don't watch The Simpsons. It's not that funny, but Futurama is.
Except they predict the future.
Well, they do.
Like, didn't they predict 9/11?
The Simpsons?
Yeah.
I don't know about 9/11, per se, but they predicted Donald Trump being president.
Did The Simpsons predict 9/11? What will it take for this conspiracy to go away? Yet another person who was involved in making The Simpsons has had to deny that the show predicted 9/11 terrorist attacks. Anyways. That reminds me of a video.
Oh, another video. Here we go. The video review podcast.
Yeah, we're video reviewing today. I'm pretty sure I sent this to you, and if I didn't, that sucks. So, the video where Shane Gillis is on Joe Rogan's podcast, and they're talking about 9/11, and Shane Gillis is talking about a clip of...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I'm going to play
it. A bunch of college students in an apartment in New York.
Here we go.
Landing it? Have I... Which one? It's my favorite video. What are you talking about? It's these kids from NYU.
Podcast on podcast.
In their rooms, because obviously classes were canceled because of 9/11.
Yeah.
And they're like filming on a camcorder, and they're like, sorry, Mom, it's just apple juice. Ha-ha. They're drinking beer. And then all of a sudden, a girl goes, ah! She screams, and the camera pulls over, and it's 9/11. Which is very funny.
Pull it up, J-Mo.
Is this it? No. Yes. Damn, J-Mo, that was so quick.
Jamie, pull it up.
Mom, totally apple juice. Wait,
sir.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
That's incredible.
Oh my
gosh. The best part of the entire video is where he goes, isn't that funny? And looks to Joe. The camera pans to Joe, and he's just looking at the screen in horror. The best part is like Joe's like, this is horrific. And Shane's just like, isn't that funny?
you know what's weird is I think looking back on it now,
9/11 is hilarious.
I mean, that video is funny. Not the fact, like 9/11 itself, not funny. That video,
I love
funny.
How Shane Gillis, like in everything I've seen him do, when he tries to imitate a scream, he doesn't go all out. He's not like, and then they're like, ah, he just goes, and they're ah, like that's how he does imitation screams. Because the imitation that he did of that girl is nothing like what she sounded like.
No.
He's like, yeah, this girl just goes,
the girl was
ah.
absolutely terrified. The girl was absolutely like about to crap herself.
Oh my God, so good.
Ah. Jamie, pull it up.
Jamie, pull it up. Like,
and they're like filming on a camcorder and they're
playing
like,
it again.
Sorry, mom, it's just apple juice. Ha, ha, ha. They're drinking beer, and then all of a sudden, a girl goes, ah,
like, what is that scream? Ah, that's dude. How I'm gonna scream next time I see something scary.
Oh, ah, gosh. So, I told you last time, we're going on this cruise with our family, and Taylor's brother. God bless this boy. He's a young 20 something, right? He's fresh out of the military.
Hey, watch it.
Hey, he's fresh out of the military. Not a care in the world. You know, lives with his dad. This is not a dig. Doesn't have to pay rent. His dad offered to give him a place. He doesn't have to pay rent, and he works a good job, makes some good money, you know. He owns like 3 or 4 motorcycles, 3 cars, like, and then is like an extremely bad impulse buyer. Like,
right.
He bought a pop top camper and didn't even need it.
Beautiful.
It's like, anyways, impulse buyer, like I said. Well, we got this cruise going and it's a bunch of people from Taylor's family. And
You're not the only ones going?
Right, yeah.
I thought it was just you
It's
guys.
Like Taylor's side of the family.
This is wild, because Mac decided to invite me and Nate on this cruise. He's like, we bought a cruise, you should come.
Yeah.
No idea. You've mentioned it like 3 or 4 times to us, saying we should go.
Yeah, why not?
And I never had any idea that, like, it's a family trip.
Well, there's some people that, oh, yeah, I guess everybody is related.
Which is fine. It doesn't have to be a family trip. They're just family that's coming. But, like, I had no idea her entire side of the family was coming. That'd be interesting to know.
Yeah, but you would enjoy it with all those people. You'd be great.
And they'd be like, how do you guys know Mac? And then it would get out that we have a podcast, and they'd listen to it, and they'd be like, what degenerate.
What a loser. Anyways, so he does
stop talking about Donald Trump.
He does this thing where he's very thoughtful, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to do something really nice for everybody for this cruise. And he's become, through his, you know, impulsiveness, he finds new hobbies like racing bikes or collecting high-end watches, right? Mm-hmm. That's like a businessman thing, right? Like, you how many friends you got that's got like a watch case?
It's either a businessman thing or someone who's like, doesn't like, have a lot of money, but
wants to show, like, flex on people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he went to the Swatch store and got us all swatches.
What?
You know what a swatch is, right?
Of like cloth?
No, it's a Swiss watch. It's a brand called Swatch.
Bro, what?
It's this thing I'm wearing right here.
I was actually going to say your watch looks really nice.
It is pretty. It's a swatch. But it's a cool watch. I like it.
Yeah, I see a Simpsons swatch right here.
Is it the donut?
It's a hundred. No, I see that one. $110.
He bought the donut. He's got himself a donut.
Of course he does.
He bought that one when he bought.
How come I just typed up swatch and it shows a bunch of, like, you know, where it says you can like buy stuff. It shows a bunch of the watches, and 3 of like the 7 that popped up are all Simpsons related.
Because they have a Simpsons series.
That makes sense.
Like limited edition ones, and he's got some of them. Anyways, this right here is a $140 watch.
Why? For the cruise? What does that have to do with the cruise?
I don't know. And it's not waterproof.
Let me see it. Just smash it against the ground.
Like, I've dug some watches before. Like, there was a time where I've seen, like, some Nixon brand watches that were really cool. They got, like, wood inlays and stuff. I'm like, that's kind of cool. I like that. Like, non-traditional style ones, right? Or some of, like, the Casio G-Shocks. Like, some of those are kind of cool. I like them. They're durable, waterproof, up to like a lot, shock resistant, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I've already whacked this up against my truck and now I'm terrified I've broken it.
But you didn't.
I didn't.
It looks really nice.
I've kind of
like
scuffed it. Like, it's cool. You can see, like,
I couldn't
the
gears
tell on it and stuff.
I know, yeah, you can see through it.
And you think this one was expensive. This is just a battery powered watch. He got his dad one that's like a self-winding one. I don't know if you know anything about watches. It's kind of cool. Like, I watched a guy take apart what's it called, a Rolex.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, holy crap, I'm never going to make fun of watch people ever again. Because they're it's kind of cool, like the mechanisms and the technology that's made in it. But like they self-wind.
Right.
And all that stuff's like really cool. But I'm just like, bro, why did you buy us all watches? I like it. I think it's really cool.
That's insane.
I am very appreciative of it. But I'm like, I don't understand how those things are related. He's like, I bought you these for the cruise.
What are you looking at?
Well, there's a Pacific Ocean watch. You should have got you that for the cruise, but it's $400.
Is it a Swatch brand?
Yeah, I'm looking at the Swatch website.
Oh, snap.
What is the most expensive watch that Swatch sells? Huh.
Probably that one. I don't know.
It literally auto-corrected it to watch.
Just Swatch. Make it. What's the most expensive
trying,
Swatch?
I'm trying. A limited edition Swatch watch, one of only 140 made, designed in 1984. Wow, it's an old company. By French artist Christian.
It's 1984. Chaperon. That is not that old. I mean, it's 40 years.
Dog, yeah.
It's over. It's
sold at
years.
An auction at Sotheby's Milan, Italy, in 1989 for $45,000. That's crazy.
Bro, it's gonna whack stuff. Like,
it's gonna
I don't
whack stuff.
Okay, so maybe I'm just like too aggressive.
Ooh, I like this one that I found. It looks exactly like yours,
but it's blue or green.
Almost exactly like yours. Like you can see the inside and stuff, but it's like
they have a
all
few
black.
Of those. They have a few of those. I like this one. I like the tan. It's cool.
No, I like it. Yeah.
They have a few that are just like this.
But some of the gears are gold. Oh my god!
Some of my gears are gold.
But like
they're made out of brass.
But like, look at that. I can't actually
turn
it around.
I've seen a lot of them. I've probably seen that one. Because when he got us these, we immediately looked online, not to see how much they were worth,
mm-hmm.
but kind of to see how much they were worth and see how much he spent.
100%.
But he bought me one. He bought my wife one. He bought
I want this watch
him
now.
One. The Simpsons donut.
You're doing
one.
A really good job at selling me on this watch, on this watch company.
He bought one for his dad, which is like twice as much as mine. Bought one for him. Bought one for his other sister and her husband and their son. He bought 8 watches, all at least $100.
That's insane. So over $1,000 on watches, basically.
And it's funny because like I've owned one watch in my lifetime.
Yeah.
That I've worn purposely because I'm not a child. Like, I want to be...
Wait, what?
Okay, so I've had, like, a funny, like, Pokemon watch.
Right.
That Hulk Hogan sold me on, you know? It's... but I had a Fitbit, you know, for a while.
Right.
Because I was like, I want an Apple Watch because you can track, like, all your vitals and whatever.
Yeah.
And then I found out that you can get a Fitbit for, like, less than $100 that does the exact same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. And I wore that for about... 2 months, maybe. Never touched it again. So now I've got this $140 piece of time.
Piece of time.
On my...
on my wrist.
On my wrist. This ice on my wrist. And I've already whacked it on my truck, and I immediately like freaked
How
out.
Are you whacking it on your truck? I can't tell you the last time I've hit my wrist on my truck, dude.
You don't hit your wrist on your truck.
Because I don't have a truck.
Exactly.
On my car. On my vehicular, okay?
You've never bumped something, scraped a backpack or whatever.
Yeah, but my wrist, maybe it just, I don't notice it because I don't have anything on.
Bro,
my wrist.
I have a truck. I work. I do things physically.
I do things physically. My job is physical.
I'm a blue collar man.
Okay. It's not like you're racing cars. I don't understand how you're whacking
bro,
out
I
your truck.
I live my life 1/4 mile
like
at a time.
Punch your car every time you get in it. Doesn't matter by an inch or a mile. Winning is winning. Dang, dude. Back when Fast and Furious was good.
Bro, we should watch it.
You ever seen it? You still haven't seen the...
Not Yeah, I haven't seen
Which
10,
one is it? 9? 10? No, you never saw 9, where they went to space? 9.
The one with Jason Momoa?
No, that's 10. I never saw 10.
Bro.
I gotta see 10.
They've got so many movies.
I know, man.
It's like James Bond, but worse.
Yo, the new Quiet Place... Beginning of Quiet Place, what's like A Quiet Place Day One is coming out in June. They
is
just released like some photos of it. No trailer, no. But they've released some photos.
Well, they released a trailer for The Boys season.
Never seen it,
bro. Why? Why? You have access to HBO Max.
Okay.
Watch The Boys.
Nah.
You will be so happy you did.
You know, since it's the new year, let's talk about movies that are coming out this year. I feel like we already did this.
Deadpool 3.
Bad Boys.
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Bad Boys for Life? I thought that already came out. Guess not.
No. Maybe it got postponed.
Okay, I'm going to say something. I don't know if excited is the right word, but I will see it, and I'm interested in a Marvel movie for the first time in a while.
Deadpool 3.
Yes.
Deadpool 3.
But I'm also terrified because they've ruined so many characters that I could see them ruining Wolverine.
Yeah. I told myself that I would watch the Marvels when it came out on Plus. I have yet to do that. And I still don't want to care. But I've seen the post-credit scene.
Yeah, I know everything about the Marvel. Like, I know what happened because I watch movie reviewers and they're just shitting on it, but I know like the plot and what happened.
I don't know the plot, but I saw the post-credits.
You know, there's like a whole scene in the Marvels where they go to a planet where their language is singing.
Why?
So it turns like a musical for that part of the movie, and it's horrifically cringy is what I've heard.
Why?
Yep, that's all.
Don't try to make characters likable if people already just don't give a crap if you even try. That hurts my soul.
Venom 3 is coming out in 2024?
Really? I don't even know why they trying with that.
Madam Web? I don't know.
Madam Web, no one wants to see that. No one wants to see Kraven.
I want to see it, but...
Did Kraven already come out?
No.
Well, that's coming out this year then.
Is it?
Well, yeah, they've already released trailers for it a long time ago. So if it's not coming out...
Oh, you know what is coming out that I want to see? Dune Part 2.
Dune Part...
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple movies. I think Joker 2 might be coming out this year.
It is.
And Mission Impossible?
No.
Next year, that's right.
Yeah, it's 2025.
Sad.
You know, I heard there are plans for a Top Gun 3.
So, you know how I am with that?
How do you do that, man?
You know where I'm at with that? I loved 2 so much, and I loved the gap between 1 and 2. Like, it was a good time to bring it back. I mean, I know people have issues with not coming up with new ideas, but it was done so well. I don't want them to just go, let's make some money off of this and start cranking them out.
Well, what I enjoy is that Tom Cruise is a producer on these movies.
Yeah.
On most movies he does, he produces. And usually he doesn't. I don't think I've seen a bad Tom Cruise movie.
Have you seen
The Mummy? At
least
ones that he produces. Did he produce The Mummy?
I have no idea. Look it up.
Did Timothy Cruise produce The Mummy?
I don't think he did.
I don't. The Mummy 2017, directed by, produced by, no, he did not. So, I haven't actually seen The Mummy.
Because that was a big part of, like, of a universal kind of thing.
But, and I guess I'm only thinking of Top Gun and Mission Impossible. But the movies that he's in charge of, he seems to be really smart about not wanting to do them unless he knows that he can make them how he wants to make them. To make them, you know,
good before
he releases them. So, I don't know. So I'm curious what Top Gun 3 will be. I just found this thing. It says Top Gun 3 confirmation cast, everything we know about the sequel. Let's see. Top Gun has confirmed the success of Top Gun Maverick is perhaps the biggest reason for the third film. While the cast for Top Gun 3 is uncertain, Tom Cruise will return as Captain Pete Maverick Mitchell, with Miles Teller as Hangman and Glenn Powell as Rooster. That's wrong, so I don't trust this site at all. Miles Teller is Rooster and Glenn Powell is Hangman, and they got those mixed up. That's pretty bad.
Wrong.
No details about the story have been revealed, but it could see the Top Gun team flying to prove they are better than drone pilots. I don't know, man. I'm a little wary about it.
That's been done. I don't want to watch that.
It's been done.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the movie Stealth?
No.
Jamie Foxx?
No.
And can't remember the other guy's name?
Don't know.
Yeah, it's about a stealth pilot crew.
You know what they're going to have to do in this movie?
And a AI drone pilot. And it goes haywire. Hmm. Oh, who'd have thought?
Who'd have thunk it? You know what they have to do in this movie to make it worth it?
What?
They got to kill him. They got to kill Maverick. Because how do you go bigger stakes than what we already saw? And we thought he was going to die, and he didn't. to bring some weight and emotion to this,
you know what?
Let's be real. Making a third one is going to be tough already. It's like, okay, are we milking this for money?
Or they kill
why would
Miles
they make
Teller.
A why would they make a fourth? Why would they make a fourth?
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to make a fourth. So if you're going to end it on three good ones, kill him. I don't think I should kill Miles Teller. It's way too similar to what they to
he re- he's to reliving. Goose. He's reliving.
That would
the
suck.
First movie. You know that they could probably turn that into something cool. I know. I think it might be cool for them to like do the thing where they kind of Maverick's the character who dies.
Yeah.
And Rooster has to then come and overcome that.
So they have a fourth movie, but he's not.
No,
Maverick's
well, that's
not
the thing is,
it.
I'd be okay with them not doing. I'd be okay with them leaving it there. It kind of just right. leaves off to the imagination of like, all right, right. now he's the guy, you know, right. Flying inverted.
And then they have Top Gun 4, but it's called Top Gun 4 Rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
No.
Maybe Rooster and Hangman get into a gay relationship.
Please don't.
Anyway,
don't.
So could call him.
You'll be my wingman any day.
Roost. What? Wait. Hold on.
Hangcock.
Hangman. Hangcock. Whoa. Roost hang. Hang roost. Rooster man.
Just call it the danger zone.
Ew. So many bad things in my brain. Two gay men.
The whole movie's just
and their relationship is called the danger zone. That just like what happens when two men do things. The danger zone. I don't like it.
The whole movie is just them on the beach.
Stop it.
Playing volleyball.
Highway.
Oh, I'm so sandy. Could you get that off of me?
I hate sand.
So coarse.
Man, I don't know why, but recently I've been looking at a lot of.
I don't want to know what kind of stuff you're looking at online, dude.
Sorry. Star Wars sand corn. I'm just kidding.
I like the way you made that PG-13.
I tried, man. No, but I've been watching a lot of like Star Wars content for some reason. Not like of the movies, but like there's a YouTube channel called Star Wars Theory. I don't know if you've heard of him.
And I probably have.
He talks about Star Wars, whether it's like fan fictions or
I
not
watch,
like weird,
I know
gross fan fictions.
So I watched a lot of his stuff on Star Wars Rebels.
Gotcha.
Now that you
yeah, he does fan fictions of like, well, what if Anakin didn't burn up on Mustafar after he fought Obi-Wan?
What if?
And he has this whole like story of like what could have happened and whatever. But he does like fan fictions, lore stuff, talks about the movies, like just lots of Star Wars. It's all Star Wars content. For some reason, I don't know why I came across and started watching it, but I did. And I am a Star Wars fan, but I was never like diehard like I was Marvel. But watching these things made me really sad, man. Like really
why?
Sad of how much they messed up Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
They've messed up Star Wars harder than they've... Worse than they've messed up Marvel.
I agree.
Like the entire, at least with Marvel, most of what's happening is you introduce this new character that's horrible, horribly written, either overpowered or has all the excuses to be a Mary Sue who can just do all these things and no downfall, not an interesting character. You can fix a lot of the stuff Marvel's done. It's getting really, really, really hard to get to the point where they can fix it, but they can fix most of it. Maybe not all of it, but most of it. Star Wars, I'm convinced the only way to fix it is say that everything they made after
episodes
not
six?
Episode what's the one where they did
Rogue One
yes after Rogue One everything after that didn't exist erase
even,
it
even
say it's an Elseworld story I don't like we talked about how horrible Mandalorian is yes
no yeah I know yes. but okay so even just
or just take off,
one on its own you'd be
sure
okay
season one
right.
I'd be fine with keeping it but at that rate like you're picking and choosing so like okay. Timeline wise episodes 1 through 6 exist. To make it clear for everybody, episodes 1 through 6 exist and Rogue One exists. Because that fit perfectly in between those two. It made sense. I really liked it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people liked it. It was very well liked. But
yeah.
Everything else needs to be an Elseworld story, like a what if. And they go like they start episode it start somebody who was talking about this was saying they start the new episode 7 with Luke Skywalker waking up and going like,
that's a like out of a dream. Nightmare.
Yeah, and then like flashes of those movies.
Thought I died.
Like, man, I had this dream where
I need to stop drinking green titty milk.
It's like I killed my nephew who I was gonna go to the dark side. It was wild. That would be that's the
and
only
there
way.
Were puffins.
I drank that green titty milk, and oh my god!
No, so they've already done that once with Star Wars. Star Wars had an extremely cool, not all of them, but most of them, extremely cool comic book line.
Yeah, but comic books you can write off,
right? Exactly,
so much
exactly.
easier than like.
But
live
all
action
the
movies.
Stories in that, there are. I mean, only take like let's say just the top couple are so interesting.
Yeah,
like just. Random adventures that happened during, you know, the battles that took place in the first three movies or very close afterwards. Like, there's so much cool stuff that's involved with cloning that they've got a lot of inspiration for the like video games that came out, like Force Unleashed. Force Unleashed itself, yes, main character super overpowered. I think you said you don't really know much about that, right?
No.
But my gosh, how awesome that those video games were done.
Yeah.
Like, yes, super overpowered character who could literally take anyone in Star Wars and kill them just by snapping his fingers. Kind of a powerful guy. But the story that was portrayed, so much more interesting than the stuff that they've thrown in these three cinematic crap shows.
Right.
Like, it's nuts. And I think it's just when you have people that are passionate versus have people that are in it for the money. Okay, and I...
But
that's
not,
very easily said.
They're not, and they're not hiring people who. They're not hiring people who maybe they're fans of Star Wars, but the priority is not people who are passionate about Star Wars and respect the past films and lore and everything that's happened. The main priority is casting. And I'm going to use the term casting, even though it's hiring directors.
No, that's cool. And I know exactly
because
where you're
they're casting
at
people that are politically correct in these times to do it. It's like, oh, yeah. We need a black woman to direct Star Wars. It's like, well, yeah, sure, if she loves Star Wars and knows what to do with it, but that they don't care about the second part as
right.
much. And it's yeah. wild.
It's like, okay, it needs to be someone who is a good director. Like, yes. skill matters.
Yes.
Skill 100% matters. Track record matters. Vision matters. Like, you can't just hire people to fill a quota. I think
right.
that's one. I think it's kind of racist. Sorry, we're getting into the weeds.
I don't care anymore. Like, when I started this podcast, part of me was like, I don't want to get too... Now, let me be clear. We don't get, like, the political parts we do get into is mostly making fun of Donald Trump and anyone else we can think of because we just like right. doing stupid-ass voices. It's all making fun.
Right.
Ethan. Ethan. But there was times where I was like, if we're going to talk about the movie industry, I feel like I should share my opinions on like how I feel about how things are going, but I don't want to because I want to get into the movie industry. I'm done with it. I'm over it. Not yeah. that I don't want to act anymore, but like I'm only going to get into that industry
if you like
it
being
changes.
In the industry.
Because yeah. I am not interested in being in it right now.
Right.
In the mainstream industry with where it is.
That's hard because knowing that, you're probably, obviously, you're probably not the only person feeling that way.
Yeah, I'm definitely not the only person feeling that way.
But, okay, so it's just I want things to be good. And
yeah.
I don't care
Yeah, but I
what you look like, what you think like. Oh, I right. maybe might care what you think like because if you think all Jewish people should die or something.
I care what you think like.
I care what you think like. No, but like I don't care what you look like. I don't care.
That's the problem is they think, it seems like in today's day and age, especially in this area, is all they're being more racist now.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it. So my point is I don't care about what I'm talking about it now. I don't care. I used to,
but
now I don't care.
This is the best analogy I can
If you are casting someone who is a black woman director because they're black woman director, you're assuming yeah. how they think.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're that person. Hey,
so,
guess what? If you're assuming that, that's
so
kind of racist.
This is one thing that is very important. So this is an analogy of, I don't know if you know who Jackie Robertson is. first African-American in the MLB.
Yeah. Did you watch the movie with...
I've seen a lot of parts of it. I need to watch the full film.
So good.
It looks good. It looks so good. And everything 42. I've seen in it is
with the
great.
Late, great Chadwick Boseman. What a guy. Anyways.
I'll do Wakanda
forever.
I'll do that right now. I'm talking about as a baseball movie. So he wasn't put in the MLB because he was black. I mean, there are probably some people like only doing it for that, but he was put in because he was fucking awesome.
Right. He wouldn't be put in if he wasn't good, especially in those times. No chance. Yeah, yeah. No chance. He had to fight for that.
Yeah. And freaking like, that's all we want. Like,
oh my God. I'm sorry, but you reminded me of
Shane Gillis. I know.
Shane Gillis.
I've been trying not to mention it. Oh fuck.
When everybody used to talk like this, hey, Jackie Robinson up to the plate, and oh my God, oh fuck, shit, oh God, he just hit a home run. All right, knock that voice right out of me.
Oh, so good, dude. Did you know that Shane Gillis is like this? I don't know. He's like a poster child for Bud Light now.
Yeah, it's like a complete 180 from let's get the transgender woman, and now they're like, oh God, we fucked up. Let's get the like.
Frat guy.
Like, the guy who's, like, making homophobic jokes on stage.
And making fun of retarded people.
Yeah, like, come on. It's just such clear pandering. And that's why I'm, like, I'm done trying to have this facade of I'm not going to, like, voice it because I do still want to act. Fuck that. I don't care. Yeah. I don't want to work for companies that are just going to hire like that for quotas. And it's ridiculous.
Bro, that's so real. That's so real.
I'm over the... Yeah, so the Star Wars thing, for example... Rian Johnson, I liked episode 7. I really did. Mm-hmm. I know it's a rehash of A New Hope. That's fine. Yeah. I know it is. I liked it, though, regardless.
I think that's fair. I think a lot of people liked it. I enjoyed watching it.
And it had a lot of potential.
Yeah, and they hinted at so many cool things.
Yeah.
But
Rian Johnson, who is, guess what? A white male, fucked it up. So that's my point. I'm not trying to say you got to get a white male in there because there's only people that can write.
No.
No, absolutely not. In fact, what's her name?
Exactly.
She directed a couple episodes of Mandalorian. She's in Jurassic Park. Why can't I think of her name? She's in a lot of stuff.
I don't know. I can't think of it either.
Red hair. Deborah Chow. That's not her name. Bryce Dallas Howard.
Oh,
she directed some episodes of Mandalorian.
That's right.
Now, to be fair,
you're right. Oh my
I don't
gosh.
Know what episodes she did, but I will say I know that she directed some of them, or one of them, or something in the first season. And overall, I like the first season.
Yeah, I don't think
this
the
could
first
be a horrible
season,
example because there's not all great episodes.
Season,
she could have directed
well,
a horrible
is,
one.
The
but,
first season, I would wager to say that none of them are bad episodes.
I know that if Nate listens, though, he's going to be yelling at me because I'm pretty sure she directed the one that he hates. And I also thought it wasn't a great episode.
Which one is that?
The one where, like, he lands on this planet and he, like, basically falls in love with this lady after 2 days. And they have to, like, fight against the ATs.
You mean Cara Dune?
No, it's some other lady. And, like, he almost took his helmet off.
Oh, you're right, you're right.
And, like, all of them had to, like, fight with sticks and stuff and make barricades.
They were
like
a little swamp
defend.
People.
Yeah.
And they're, yeah. I thought that was a good episode. I mean, I think that was a good.
It's just so out of character for a guy like the Mandalorian to land in this place and fall in love with someone in 2 days.
He didn't fall in love with her.
That's what they wanted us to believe. Nah.
No, they were trying to humanize him. That's all.
Anyways, my point is that it doesn't have to be a white male director that directs us. I don't care. All I care about is prioritize someone who cares about the content and makes a good movie. Because Rian Johnson didn't do that. So like, you could have a woman do that, but don't like, just go, yeah, let's hire this woman because she's a woman and she's directed some stuff before. So since she has some directing credits, we'll hire her because she's a woman. She knows nothing about Star Wars and doesn't care about it.
It's kind of like Jordan Peele, right? The guy has made extremely awesome movies. Out of left field because no one originally thought of him as a director for movies or making anything kind of serious based on his track record. You know, like you would think he'd just be doing like stupid comedies or something like that or just continuing to do like TV show skit stuff.
Yeah.
But he makes amazing things. He's actually I'm saying joining forces. That's not the word I want to use. I'm just so tired. He's working alongside one of the greatest like video game guys of all time. Same guy who made like Metal Gear and all those movies. Games to make something really cool, and no one really knows what he's working on, but everyone's like, oh, it's going to be the greatest thing ever. But it's because everyone's excited to see him do it based on his skill.
Right.
That's all we want.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's good. And he obviously was already in the industry because, like, on YouTube making, like, crazy awesome skits and stuff. Yeah. So he proved his skill. It had nothing to do with...
Yeah.
I mean, I will say he started directing when the whole woke culture, the way it is now, has gotten... It was on a really big incline as far as, like, how important it was in our society now. So I would say, like, he was in the... In like the start of that, so maybe it helped him a little bit, but the point is, it doesn't really matter. He had the chops to back it up, so like it didn't matter. No one thought of it that way, and I don't know. The worst, dude, Obi-Wan Kenobi, the show was one of the worst pieces of Star Wars. Did you watch it? Right?
Yes.
Oh my
I did.
God, horrific! Like destroying characters, destroying like how. Lights. The amount of people in these TV shows that have been stabbed by lightsabers and are just okay.
Yep.
The lightsaber means nothing now. They've completely destroyed it. And guess what? And this is not again. And at this point, I don't care if our podcast isn't that big. But if for some reason a clip of this blows up and it goes everywhere, fine. Try to cancel me. I don't care. But this is not because what's going to happen is if this clip goes viral for some strange reason. What's going to happen is they're going to clip out what I'm about to say before this. And I'm saying this because of that. I want it to happen. I want it. So I am not trying to say that women can't direct. Very clearly, I'm not trying to say that. What we've just said for the past 10 minutes is us very clearly saying that's not what we're saying.
Right.
But guess who directed Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Who?
A woman.
Every episode?
Don't know what her credits are.
Every episode?
Yes. Deborah Chow. Oh, no. I think so. I thought she... Hold on. Let me see. Who directed Obi-Wan Kenobi? So Deborah Chow directed... Oh, she helmed all six episodes. Whether it's she helmed all six episodes. Just get rid of her.
You know what? As a... Okay. If I were a female... Or a black person, or any person of color in
any person who has claimed to be, and I'm not saying isn't, but some of them are and some of them haven't been, but who has claimed to be oppressed recently.
Right.
Say that.
Well, that or, and then there are things done in society along the lines of, like, I guess, affirmative action with this stuff.
Right.
Which that's literally what it is. And if you can't see that, it's like, please look a little closer. I would not feel like I'm being hired
for my skill.
I feel like I'm being pandered to.
Yeah.
And I would feel like I'm being belittled and that what I'm doing is literally just a charity case.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, I agree. So to finish my little quote that's going to be torn out of context, I'm so excited for that to happen.
Great people on both sides.
There's the best people. No. So Deborah Chow, who helmed... It says helmed. I don't know if that means directed, produced, regardless. Basically in charge of all six episodes of Obi-Wan. That show sucked.
Yeah.
Because of a lot of reasons. I'm not going to even say they're all because of her, but she was in charge of them.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And they sucked. And that doesn't mean that females can't direct. It means that just because you are a female doesn't mean you can.
Yeah.
And apparently that's what everyone thinks nowadays.
And just because I'm a white male does not mean that I can.
Exactly. I've directed one short film that has taken me over 2 years to get out. So clearly, I'm not doing good at producing and directing films. Now, maybe when it comes out, it'll be good. But guess what? I don't know. Do I think that I'd be ready to direct a six-episode Star Wars show? No. Because I'm a white guy? No. Absolutely not. Do I think I could do it better than Deborah Chow? Yeah. But do I think I could? No. Because if I stab people with a lightsaber in my show, guess what? They're going to die. Sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you're really overpowered like Darth Maul and you can use the dark side of the Force to keep yourself alive until you get put back together. That's kind of sick.
At least they explain that.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But like Qui-Gon, who got stabbed in the stomach, immediately died. And then in Obi-Wan and also in Ahsoka, two people got stabbed in the stomach and they're just fine. They're just okay.
Yep. But and you're like, gonna kill Han Solo just by one little.
Yeah, he did the same thing. It was in the same spot too. Like, what the hell?
A little gut shot.
Or like episode 7.
That's the thing is, the lightsaber is probably the best thing to be stabbed by because it cauterizes everything. You will not lose blood.
Yeah, but episode 7, when Finn got hit by the lightsaber, barely, like the tip of it went up his back. I understand him surviving that because they did a really good job with the camera angles.
Yeah.
That it looked like, oh my God, is he okay? Because it was like, you could tell he barely got nicked by it. Like the tip of the blade.
Just the tip.
And he barely got hit, just the tip. And even though it was just the tip, he was still in like intensive care for a while.
Just a tip. Come on.
Joe.
Well, boy.
We got to move on. But he was still in like this intensive care for a while, and you saw him in that like at the beginning of the next movie, and that was barely a stripe up his back was a little bit burned, but it's still a lightsaber, so we're still like, oh God, because we know at that movie at that point in time we knew if he got stabbed he would have been dead, and that's why the director made it so he's barely nicked by it, and you're still a little worried for him.
All right, makes sense. Question: if you were in the Star Wars universe, would you rather be, if you had to take a hit from a lightsaber, would you rather just have a stab?
Just the tip.
Or would you rather have a limb cut off?
Limb. 100% limb. Because stab, well, now, okay. Are we talking before the shows where you can get stabbed and everything's okay?
I'm talking about in general. We've seen people get stabbed. We've seen people have be cut in half. We've seen all that and them live.
Yeah, but this, don't give this to me.
Because
you should die if you get stabbed by a lightsaber, unless you're very overpowered in the Force to where you can, especially the dark side. The dark side of the Force has some weird shit where you can like call upon your anger and like just keep yourself alive until
and
the only person that I've seen do that is Darth Maul.
And what they say is true. You don't know the power
of the dark side. But limb, because the amount of times limbs get caught off and you're immediately cauterized and you get a robotic hand.
You get a robot hand.
Exactly. And there's almost no chance of dying because, like you said, immediately cauterized and you can get a robot hand. You know, if you have good insurance.
Space insurance.
If you have good space insurance. Good space insurance.
You ever watch the Family Guy Star Wars series at all?
No.
I think if you've ever taken an interest in Family Guy at all, you need to watch this stuff because Seth MacFarlane, huge fan of Star Wars and George Lucas in general, does it justice while making fun of the whole thing. And it is so worth it.
Okay.
But then again, if you're not a big Family Guy person.
Yeah, I'm not.
You won't get a lot of like the character choices on who, because they get everybody from Family Guy to play these characters. And you won't get some of the funniness of why those people are playing those characters.
Yeah, probably won't.
Because they get like Herbert the pervert.
Yep.
Is like their neighbor who's
I know
child molester.
Yep.
He's playing Obi-Wan.
Yes, and then his lightsaber goes limp.
Well, yeah, but
yeah, I've seen. I know little bits and pieces and stuff.
Use the Force. Force that thing in there, like I showed you with them puppets. Jesus.
Anyways, we should wrap it up here.
We should.
We're going for a little over an hour. And you know what? Because I've ripped off the bandit at the end of this episode, and I've kind of like danced around the time. And not that I've been super afraid of like being like, yeah, well, you know, whatever. But now I'm like, I'm completely done. I'm so done. If I'm going to get into the industry and people see this, I don't care. So, you know, I think we should, the next episode, especially if we can get Nate on, should just be a complete and utter
political.
Not political, but ripping apart the movie industry and how it is. Because, like, I just want to vent. I just want to, like, rage vent about it. And I'm not someone that wants to be negative all the time. But I feel like because of we had a That's Movies Brother podcast, and it's died because of how horrible movies have been. And
the
how
movie industry killed the podcast.
Yeah. It's because of
did
the woke nature of it. Yeah. I'm ready to dive in and just tear it apart. I think it'd be fun.
Let's do it.
Just have one episode. Just call like the death of That's Movies Brother or the death of movies.
In remembrance. the wake of That's Movies Brother. Yeah. Memorial service.
It'd be fun. And I know Nate would love that.
I think that's good. I as much as we make fun of, I don't think we make fun of him, but as much as it's kind of funny to talk about Nate hating a lot of stuff.
Oh, I'll make fun of him. Sure.
There's something great about hearing him go off on stuff. There's something nice. He's got a certain charisma to him. Something
don't
about
him,
a certain
don't,
je ne sais
don't,
quoi.
Don't
I want to hear more of it.
Don't do
so,
this.
Nate, if
you just miss him because he hasn't been on here in a while.
I do miss him. I do. That's true. Whatever. But, Nate, next time you're here, we're breaking the chains.
This man is
we're
the same guy you. That I've talked to him later, and he's like, it is kind of nice to like hear you guys talk about me on the pod. Fuck you, Nate. Fuck you.
You suck.
Of course, it's better. Of course, it's better to have all of us here. If none of us, if someone wasn't here, we're always gonna miss him at some point. Because we all bring a little.
But you know what?
We each bring a little something.
It's hard. The thing is, he is so busy sailing his boat.
Dude, he thinks he's some big time sailor now.
Bro, he's like Andy from The Office. It's all about his boat.
Dude, but when Andy went away, Andy, they kind of ruined his character at the end. They made him into like a really awful, not likable character at the end, which
I know,
was kind of a bummer.
I
like most of The Office.
You know
I love that show. Even after, hot take, even after Steve Carell left, I still really liked it.
Oh, I think
but
it's
then
good.
I think it was like the last season kind of struggled a little bit with some of the characters
it's weird,
and
if
what
you,
they decided to do.
When you watch the show and you like the first time meeting Andy Dwyer in that show, you would never
Andy Dwyer in The Office?
Is that his name?
Andy Dwyer is Chris Pratt from Parks and Rec.
Oh, you're right.
Andy, what is Andy's
Andy
last
Dwyer
name?
Dwyer is Chris Pratt. Andy.
What is his last name? Bernard. Duh.
Bernard. Andrew Bernard.
Yeah.
The Nard Dog.
Nard Dog.
But like you would never
He went to Cornell, by the way.
That is true. You know what? Yeah. I think
they
called
only
him.
It
I think
once,
he was. I think he was the boner champ.
Yep. Dang, dude, The Office is so good. I love The
but
Office.
But the thing is, like I was saying, let me finish.
Literally,
my point.
Dude, hold
let
on.
Let me finish.
Okay,
Tyler, you son of a bitch.
This is the thing I do. It's what I do.
Anyways, him at the start of the show when you first meet him, the first season of meeting him, and then like him, his character as being the boss in the show, they're like two different characters. And you like them, you like one, and you hate the other.
Yeah.
I don't understand
At least
that.
As a boss, like...
Huge evolution change.
I still like him. Him trying to be a boss in some moments is kind of funny because it's like he's trying to be a boss and you know he's not great at it. But when he leaves for his sailing trip and then just like fucks over Aaron and he just becomes mean. You know what I mean? Like
I was,
halfway through his boss
evolution. I was like rooting for him.
Yeah.
Why did they make me do that?
You know what's funny is what I was going to say is I typed in Andy The Office and it shows Andrew Bernard. Literally, like the second thing that pops up is an article that says The Office, why Andy was made to be so unlikable in season 9. It's one of the first things to pop up.
Who ended the show as the boss of The Office? Dwight.
Yeah.
Dwight becomes the boss.
Yeah.
I was cool with that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Made sense.
That whole final arc. Like,
and when he fired, Kevin. And he has like
right.
a nice cake that's like, we'll miss you or whatever. And then he also fires Toby. And then he brings Toby's cake and he's like, whatever. And just like squirts icing all over it with no writing on it. He's like, why didn't I get a nice cake? He's like, fuck you, Toby. Andy Bernard became unlikable in The Office season 9 due to his terrible treatment of others and his inability to appreciate Aaron's support. Yeah, okay.
I feel
it doesn't actually
for
say why.
There's so many characters I just feel bad for in that show because they just get treated like crap.
It's such a good show, though. I love The Office.
Question. Do you like or hate Toby?
I love to hate Toby. That's the thing.
You love to hate Toby.
Of course.
Okay,
everyone loves to hate Toby. There's no other answer. There's no...
Oh, man.
That's the only right answer. No, God, please, no. 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 The most quotable
man
part of The Office.
How the turntables.
Yeah, that's enough for Toby. Why do you got an extra one there, Jim? Oh, I'm going to bring it to Toby. Ha, that's good. That's funny. Yeah, no. Where is he? Oh, no, he's in the back. Toby. You don't know? You don't know.
You don't know.
What do you mean? Why don't you head back to the annex? Head back to the annex. Okay, Jim. I'll head back to the annex. Nice joke, Jim. Oh, hey, Michael. oh God, please no. It's so good. It's so good.
Dude, this is the thing is like, I think for everyone who is remotely like The Office, you can jump into it at any point, any time, and just be fine.
Yeah.
You can watch it back to back as many times as you
want. I've seen it about four times all the way through.
Yeah, I think I'm like three or four.
I'm ready to start it again. It's been a while.
Oh, man. The thing that's crazy is like, it's so long.
It's so long.
It's an extremely long show. And... it's, oh, gosh. It's
I'm crazy. Looking to see how many watch minutes of The Office there are. Okay, that's totally wrong. Oh, my God.
What?
The legal... the first thing that pops up in bold is 57.1 billion minutes. And I was like, there's no chance. I'd be dead.
Yeah, for real, yeah.
It says the legal drama racked up 57.1 7 billion total watch minutes in 2023.
Oh,
so
yeah,
like in that year,
yeah,
that's how many
multiple people watching it simultaneously.
Yeah, that's not one. How many minutes is the whole Office series? It is 76 hours and 52 minutes. It's a lot.
For the whole show?
Yeah. It's a lot.
I thought it would be more.
They're like 30 minute episodes.
76 hours?
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a over lot. A work week.
That and that's by a lot. Yeah.
It's almost double a work week.
That's without sleeping, too.
Oh, yeah. No, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, that's like staying up all day.
So in college, I had a buddy, some friends who lived together, and when we go over to their house, they had a friend who was like a super fan of The Office. Mm-hmm. And on his Xbox, he had it literally playing 24/7.
It is nice, like, background.
Well, that's the thing that's weird, is he played it while he slept.
I kind of get it.
No.
I kind of get it.
Turn off the dang TV, bro.
It's comforting.
Yeah, it's comforting, but it's also freaking TV. Turn off the TV when you sleep.
You know, that's what I need. I need to find a girl. You know, we're thinking,
yes,
like,
you do.
Oh, look, you have The Office right there. The
I do have The Office
seasons.
Right there. Taylor bought me
that. Is that 1 through 9?
That's, yeah. Yes.
That's the whole thing right there.
Yep.
It's
that,
unopened.
That was, yeah, because I freaking don't have... Oh, I guess I have my Xbox One.
But we need... Yeah, that's the girl I'm going to find, is one who will sit down and watch the entirety of the show The Office with me, and if I can get through the whole thing with her. We're
well, you know what? I have one person in mind, and I'll ask her.
All right, it's been real. I'm leaving, because I don't want to hear this again. The one guy he's trying to set me up with. I mean, not...
It comes out. It comes out, and its name is Tyler.
I'm gay.
I'm gay.
I meant to say the one person this guy is trying to set me up with. Or maybe I meant I like penis. Who knows? You know, I'm not going to try to hide it because I know that if Nate was here, he'd be like, no, you said, whatever.
It's like that episode when Andy thinks he's gay. I think the only way for you, Tyler, to figure out if you're gay, you got to have sex with a man. And then a woman, and then compare it.
And then doesn't he, like, ask Jim to, like... Anyways, let's leave. We're just racking up countless useless minutes at the end of this. It's been fun. Maybe next time we'll rant about the movie industry. That could be a fun time.
Bye.
But until then, I'll talk to you next time. Goodbye. Sorry, I gotta get the Trumps in. It's been
gotta
a while.
Gotta go. See ya.
We'll talk to you later. Goodbye.